The life that is on Mars is germane to that atmosphere. You can't live on another planet. The water is different. The atmosphere is different. The vegetation is different. You are born of this atmosphere, this water, this vegetation, and this is the only planet you can survive on. You can visit those planets in a contraption.
It is possible to terraform Mars back into a habitable planet. With this comes many obstacles. The first is re-establishing a magnetic field to protect Mars. Several ideas have been introduced to fix this problem. The most promising is probably the magnetic shield concept. Between the Sun and Mars, there is a special point called Lagrange Point 1, where the gravitational attraction between the Sun and Mars cancels out. Therefore, anything that is put there will stay in equilibrium between the two bodies. By placing an inflatable magnetic dipole with a field strength of 1 to 2 Tesla at this point, we would create a magnetic field that would deflect solar wind particles far enough to shield the entirety of Mars. By simply adding this shield, researchers have predicted that a greenhouse effect would begin on Mars. Over millions of years, this would increase the planet's temperature by about 7 degrees Celsius, facilitating the melting of Mars' polar ice. Eventually, 1/7 of the planet's former oceans would be restored. If we release large amounts of short-lived but extremely powerful greenhouse gases, such as chlorofluorocarbons, this would lead to a temporary greenhouse effect. The heating from this would turn some of the polar ice caps into gas. This gas would add to the greenhouse effect, raising temperatures and causing more ice to become gas. Eventually, all of the ice would turn into atmosphere, doubling the planet's atmospheric pressure. This process would require around 39 million tons of chlorofluorocarbons, 3 times the amount produced on Earth between 1972 and 1992. This amount could be produced on Mars in nuclear-powered factories with local materials. In addition to vaporizing ice caps, if Mars regolith was heated, the CO2 attached to it would eventually be released. Currently, the quantity of these minerals is unknown, and this process would be incredibly difficult. Another solution is diverting ammonia-rich comets in the outer solar system to collide with Mars. This ammonia would quickly break down into hydrogen and nitrogen, thickening the atmosphere. Lastly, we could import hydrocarbons or carbon dioxide from Earth, Venus, or Saturn's moon Titan. These combined sources could get Mars' atmosphere up to 1 bar. People would be able to walk on Mars' surface with no pressure suit and would only need a mask providing breathable air.
The life that is on Mars is germane to that atmosphere. You can't live on another planet. The water is different. The atmosphere is different. The vegetation is different. You are born of this atmosphere, this water, this vegetation, and this is the only planet you can survive on. You can visit those planets in a contraption.